السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم گزشتہ چند خطبوں سے
حضور says, for the last few sermons, I have been discussing the attribute of Rahman of God. Today, I will discuss the attribute of Rahim. As we all know, Chapter Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Holy Quran, that we recite in every prayer, in every unit of prayer. In this, the third attribute that has been mentioned is Ar-Rahim. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the third quality in God, which is the third type of favor, is Rahim attribute, which in the chapter Al-Fatiha is mentioned as Ar-Rahim. And according to this term of the Holy Quran, Allah is called Rahim when Allah accepts man's good deeds and his prayer, and he protects them with the loss of their action and the result of their action. In the explanation of this attribute, some scholars and interpreters have mentioned some meaning which I will discuss here, and then I will mention in the words of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. After the quotation from Promised Messiah, you don't need any other evidence But by discussing it, one can know that the sight of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, which Allah was given insight directly from God, that belongs only to promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, because he is that Messiah and Mahdi who was raised according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Briefly, I will first present to you the interpretation of the previous scholars and interpreters. In Mufridat Imam Raghib, it says, Ar-Rahim is that existence whose mercy is untold. Akhrab al-Mawarid says that Ar-Rahim is the one who shows mercy, and it is one of the attributes of Allah. Whatever the discussion in lexicon is, we find this sort of meaning, I better leave it out. And I will mention the interpretation of some interpreters under this word. As I had said, that with the quotation from Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, I will describe this attribute later. The Tafsir al-Jami, which is Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ansari al-Khurtabi, he says, by bringing Ar-Rahim attribute immediately after Ar-Rahman, Muhammad bin Aziz says that after the grant of blessing, this is the second blessing of God, and this is a second bestowal by God. It is to strengthen your hope from God, and it is such a promise that no one who trusts, put his trust in it, can remain deprived. The consensus scholars, the consensus of the scholar is, Ar-Rahim is specific, whereas Ar-Rahman is general. Abu Ali Farsi says that Ar-Rahim is always with reference to the believer. Ar-Rahman he discusses, and then he says that whereas Ar-Rahim attribute is linked only to the believers, as Allah says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Abdul Mulk Arzami says that the Rahim attribute is to guide people and to show favor by God. Ibn al-Mubarak says that Ar-Rahman is he that whenever you beg from it, he grants you. And Ar-Rahim is that existence that if you do not beg, he is displeased. In Tirmidhi, there is a report from Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yadullahu subhanahu wajiba ilayh," that the one who does not beg from God and does not supplicate to him, Allah is cross with him. One of the poet has said, in this verse in the Arabic language, that Allah is he that if you leave begging from him and asking from him, he is displeased, whereas opposite to that, some people are such that if someone begs from them, they become displeased. So if someone is persistently asks something, they do give in the end when they're compelled, but they also warn him not to do it again. Then in the same quotation is that he says that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah has used Rahim to tell you that you can only reach me through the link of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is another report that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, he said Ar-Rahman means that he shows mercy to every good and bad, and Ar-Rahim is to go show mercy specially to the believers. Sometimes the Rahman attribute will also be used, mentioned, because the root of both words is the same. Allama Razi, may Allah have mercy on him, says that Ar-Rahman is specific for God, whereas Ar-Rahim is also used for God and for others. If it is said that this way Ar-Rahman is higher, then why is the lower attribute mentioned after that? That is, first Rahman, why then Rahim? And the answer to this question is that the one who is highest, that you do not ask for him little things. It is mentioned that a man visited a great man and said, I have come to you with a minor thing. And the great man said, why didn't you go for minor things to a minor person? So Allah has said that if you will stop at Rahman attribute, you will hesitate to ask from me. And you will stop in asking little things from me. But as you know me, I am Rahman, so with this reference, you ask me great things. Similarly, I am also Rahim. Therefore, you should ask me for even the shoelace or even a salt for your cooking. Then Allama Razi says that he is Rahman with the sense that he creates something which man does not have the power, and he is Rahim that he does such acts which man cannot do. So he says, I am Rahman because you give me a little thing and I give you great shape and features. And I am Rahim that you give me little things, but I give you pure paradise. So I have mentioned you commentary from some main commentators. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam says that the Rahim attribute for its bestowal, desires a non-existence and non-entity from his servants. That if you need to benefit from it, that every man who has intellect, he should increase his humility and should pay attention to prayer and supplication. Only then he will attain Allah's gain, Allah's bestowal. And you should remove arrogance and pride from you, only then you will benefit from Ar-Rahim attribute. If you will do good deeds, then you will get his blessings, because if you have any kind of pride and arrogance, then a man cannot present himself to God with that humility which is necessary to be his worshipper. Therefore, to present yourself to God, it demands that you must regard yourself as a non-entity and do not give it any importance. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says further that Ar-Rahim, that God who gives you greatest reward from good deeds and does not let any of your action go to waste. And for this his attribute he is called Ar-Rahim, and that is called as an attribute of Ar-Rahim of God. the first two quotations that I have mentioned of Promised Messiah, it is further explained. Promised Messiah says, Rahim attribute is that beneficence of God which is special for Rahim attribute. This blessing is for creation of man and its advance to the highest level. But for this to make effort and do good deed and to suppress your carnal passions is necessary. And this, you cannot attain the Rahim attribute bestowal unless you do your maximum and destroying your ego and your show, you should not become pure. And as long as you do not accept suffering death for the sake of winning Allah's pleasure. So blessed are those who have been granted this blessing, but they are the real people, and the rest of the people are like the beasts and the animals. Which means that this statement shows that this attribute of God raises the quality of man to the most, to the excellence. And what were those people who reached these excellences? Allah has taught us a prayer in chapter Al-Fatiha that you should pray that please include us among those who attained excellences. And who were they? They were the ones on whom Allah bestowed His blessings. That is, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in this respect that the fourth ocean is chapter Ar-Rahim, and the prayer Siratul Ladina Anamta Alayhim is refers to it, so that a man is included among the those who have got special blessings of God, because Rahim attribute is that which reaches you to the special excellences in which no one else is included. Although the general beneficence of God is taking all the animals and all the crawling insects within its beneficence. And this is the other beneficence is attained by man through the attribute Rahim. As Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Those who will obey God and His Messenger, they will be included by among those whom Allah has showered His blessings. That is the prophets, the martyrs, the righteous, and the pious people. So, Rahim attributes beneficence requires some action on the part of man, as Promised Messiah says. And the basic thing in this is to obey perfectly and completely Allah and His Messenger. Only then you will deserve His blessings. You need to raise the standard of your worshipper, for your worshipper worship, and you have to do other good deeds, which Promised Messiah has explained, which means you have to suppress your carnal desires and destroy them completely. Every act should be such, which should be for winning the pleasure of Allah alone. In which your own desires are not included, and this is not an easy task. It is most difficult. You have to sacrifice yourself and selfish desires. But without destroying your ego, you cannot receive the full share from Allah's mercy. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that it does not descend fully. Therefore, for acceptance of prayer, to receive beneficence from Rahim attribute of God, you have to search out your own self, that to what extent our actions are good, that how far we do our duty to Allah and duty to fellow human being, and for them we destroy our own pleasures and our own desires. And if this is not the case, then our claim is false, that we worship only God and bestow and bow only to God and we believe in Him. As promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, that you need to make full effort and work hard, you need to do a jihad, only then yourself will be completely purified. With pretense, our heart will only be cleared completely from pretense and show, and our heart will only attain Allah's and win Allah's pleasure. And when this state will be attained, then Allah, according to His promise, will include us among that group about which Allah has said that they are the prophets, the righteous, the martyrs, and the pious people. And then we will witness it within our life and we will see it in action. That when Allah has also promised, one تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها, that Allah will show so much blessings that you will not be able to count them. So to attain this beneficence, to share from His Rahim attribute by doing istighfar, begging Allah's forgiveness, we will have to reform our acts. Only then we will benefit from this blessing, this attribute. Allah's blessings are on everything. He is not outside it, and it is under the Rahman attribute. But to share from Rahim attribute, a worshipper of God, a servant of God, becomes the one who renders thanks to Him. And this is great blessing of Allah in this time, that He had enabled us to believe in Messiah and Mahdi, and the other people deny Him. Which in fact is a rejection of the beneficence of Rahim attribute. And Allah and promised Messiah, by taking the light from the light of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has raised the promised Messiah, who is spreading the light, and where the other Muslims are going to the tombs of Peer and Faqir, and they think all the light is coming from them, and they are falling into innovations and evils, because those lights are being put out. Therefore, in this time, to share from the Rahim attribute of God, and Ahmadi must think that way, that through the for His Rahman attribute, Allah has included us in His Rahim attribute, and by accepting the prayers of the good people, because of His Rahim attribute, may Allah enable others to accept promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And these blessings and these rewards demands that we should render thanks and should submit fully to Allah and His Messenger, do good deeds, and always beg His forgiveness. And we should keep all the blessings of the world and the spiritual blessings in view, and then think and realize that what blessing He has not shown to us, He has blessed us with all kind of blessings, and has also shown us the path that you should continue to beg My forgiveness. Because to adhere to this piety and to raise the standard, it is necessary to beg Allah's forgiveness, to istighfar, and to advance in knowledge, in good deeds, and in spirituality. It is necessary to show humility and to seek Allah's forgiveness, because otherwise the arrogance and pride can drag even good people towards evil, that rather than rising higher, they start declining, and then their piety is of no use to them. Therefore, with the Rahim attribute of God, it is necessary for one to benefit from it to do istighfar, that is, beg Allah's forgiveness. And that is why most of the places where Allah has used His attribute Rahim, He has qualified it with Ghafoor. Therefore, to benefit from Rahim attribute, you have to do good deeds and also to beg Allah's forgiveness. And these are most fundamental things. As the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that there is also an aspect of covering in Rahim. But before this covering, it is also necessary that you should have done some action. And if there is any shortcoming in that action, then Allah may cover it through His Rahim attribute. The difference between Rahman and Rahim attribute is that Rahman has no dependence on one's action, but Rahim depends on one's action, but because one is also weak, therefore Allah's mercy should cover it. Therefore this explains this further, that with why Allah has put Rahim with His attribute Ghafoor, so that the mercy Allah has for His servant, for the sake of it Allah may cover them with His sheet of covering, and should continue to cover their shortcomings. But if you have no action done, if you have done no action and you expect Allah's covering, but if you have done something bad, then you should do beg Allah's forgiveness so that you avail of Allah's maghfirat, covering, and He covers your faults, and you must pay attention to it. Allah says, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ رَحْمَةً أَنَّهُ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سَوْلًا وَجَهَالَةٍ. And after that, He has repented, then أَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, that Allah has made it obligatory His mercy. But if he does something wrong, and if he repents and reform himself, then he should know Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. Here also the same example fits, that Allah does forgive, but a man should repent. I had given the example of a man who had committed 99 murders and then added another one, then he had repented, then Allah created means of his forgiveness. So, to benefit most from the attribute of Rahim by repenting and to bow to him and to do good deeds is most essential. By explaining the philosophy of prayer and Rahim attribute, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the second mercy of God is of Rahim attribute, that when we pray, Allah grants it. If you were to reflect, you will know that the natural law is always linked to prayer. Some people think it's innovation. Our prayer is linked with God. I wish to explain it. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, when a baby cries for thirst, then the milk comes in the bosom of the mother. How does his cries brings that milk? We have experienced that sometimes even mothers don't even feel there is any milk. and suddenly it is the cries of baby that drags and brings out that milk. So when we are crying, can't it bring anything out of the mercy of God? It does come, but those who are blind of blind and think they are philosophers, they cannot see. If you see the baby's link with the mother, if you were to keep in view and reflect over the philosophy of prayer, it looks quite easy and understandable that there is a mercy that develops once you beg. If you will continue to beg, I will grant you. Ud'uni astajib lakum. This is not just mere words. It is a vital part of man's nature. Within man, it is a quality to beg, and Allah to grant is His quality. And as I have mentioned, the example of a baby that explains the philosophy of prayer. Rahman and Rahimiyat are not two different things, but if one leaves one, he cannot take the other. Rahman demands that he creates a capacity within us to benefit from Rahim attribute. The one who does not do this, he denies Allah's blessing. So what Allah has created means under His Rahman attributes to live our life. That the material things, whatever we have and whatever spiritual means He has provided us, as I have mentioned earlier, that Allah says that if you will render thanks to my blessing, because you can never count His blessings. Therefore, these blessings demands that whatever Allah has given us under Rahman attribute, then to benefit more from it under Rahim attribute and to continue it, we should pray and supplicate to Him and also worship Him and do good deeds. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says further about Ar-Rahim that this beneficence is a special beneficence, and it is only specific to human beings. The other things are not given this good deeds, the capacity of good deeds and prayer and supplication. But a man is a man of speech, and he can, with his words, he can also, by using his power of speech, he can beg Allah and benefit from it. The other creatures are not given this speech power. Therefore, this shows that a man's quality is to pray, and this has been put within his nature as Allah's Rabb attribute and Rahman attribute is benefit is taken from it. Similarly, Rahim attribute also grants a beneficence. The difference is that Rahman and Rabb attribute does not need begging because they are not linked to man specifically. And they are benefiting the whole creatures, the animals and the birds and the other creatures. And all the vegetation, animal and anything that exists within the universe, they are benefiting from Rahman attribute. And including the human being, Rahman attribute is benefiting everything in the whole universe, like planets and whatever else it exists. They are benefiting from Rahman quality, and nothing is outside it. Opposite to that is the Rahim attribute, that it has been made specific for human beings. It is such a favor which is specific for man. If being a man he does not benefit from this attribute, then such man is equal to other creatures like animals and non-animate things, because he is no longer a man if he is not benefiting from Rahim attribute, or he is like a animal, or rather even inanimate objects, like inanimate object. Whereas Allah has mentioned four qualities, is mentioned within God, and a Rahim attribute which demands man to prayer and supplicate is made specific to man, and which shows that it is such a quality within God which is linked with supplicating and begging, and without prayer it cannot be attained. This is the practice of Allah, and that you can, which will not change. And that is why that the prophets have always been praying for his followers. The fact is that when you pray, a beneficence does descend, which deliver us, and this is the beneficence of Rahim attribute with which man advances. And with this beneficence, a man can reach to the holy station and has such a certainty on the existence of man as though he sees it with his own eyes. May Allah make us understand fully the Rahim attribute of God, and by applying it to our life, and we should do full action on it with the grace of Allah, so that we can benefit from Allah's blessings and his rewards, and we are included among the group who have been showered blessings. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.